So, you're willing to share some of the responsibility? Of course. The smile had returned to his mouth. And if I made love to you here in the kitchen, how much of the blame would you be willing to assume? Jesus, Morelli, I've got 17 stitches in my ass. He sighed. Do you think we could be friends after all these years? This from the person who had tossed my keys into a dumpster. I suppose it's possible. We wouldn't have to sign a pact and seal it in blood, would we? No, but we could belch over beer. My kind of contract. Good. Now that we have that settled, there's a ball game I'd like to see, and you have my television. Men always have ulterior motives, I said, carting the pizza into the living room. Morelli followed with the beer. How do you manage this sitting business? I have a rubber donut. If you make any cracks about it, I'll gas you. He shrugged out of his jacket and shoulder holster, hung them on the doorknob to my bedroom door, buzzed the TV on, and searched for his channel. I got some reports for you, he said. Are you up to it? A half hour ago I might have said no, but now that I have this pizza, I'm up to anything. It's not the pizza, darling. It's my masculine presence. I raised an eyebrow. Morelli ignored the eyebrow. First of all, the medical examiner said you were due for the Robin Hood Sharpshooter Award. You got Alpha with 5 rounds to the heart, all within an inch of each other. Pretty amazing, considering you also shot the shit out of your pocketbook. We both chugged some beer, since neither of us was sure yet how we felt about me killing a man. Pride seemed out of place. Sorrow didn't quite fit. There was definitely regret. Do you think it could have ended any other way? I asked. No, Morelli said. He would have killed you if you hadn't killed him first. This was true. Jimmy Alpha would have killed me. There was no doubt in my mind. Morelli leaned forward to see the pitch. Howard Barker struck out. Shit, Morelli said. He turned his attention back to me. Now for the good part. I had a recorder attached to the utility pole on the far side of your parking lot. I was using it for backup when I wasn't around. I could check it at the end of the day and catch up if I'd missed anything. The damn thing was still working when Jimmy dropped in on you, recorded the whole conversation, the shooting and everything, clear as a bell. Dang. Sometimes I'm so slick I scare myself, Morelli said. Slick enough not to be locked up in jail.